know that you mentioned that salt pork. Did anybody ever call that? Is that fat back?
Yes, sir.
Is that different?
The same thing with the fatback is a part of the hog that's up in the behind the, what they call the old green side, we call it. But it was mostly up in the shoulder part behind the ribs. Now the part around his belly part of the hog, that thin part, that was your bacon meat. Sugar gear,
what did y'all call it? The outside of the bacon that you can't eat. What'd you
call it? The skin.
The skin of bacon.
Bacon skin.
You mentioned that we talked about the head cheese of the South. Did you ever know of anybody who make a dish by maybe grinding up the liver and cooking that?
Well, yes, sir. Even a lot of people. Now I didn't do it, but. A lot of people would even, if they was around where you was at, killing hogs, mm-hmm. I've had people come and whenever you'd kill one, naturally you had to, they call it sticking him, you'd cut in the neck here and get that vein to go into the heart, mm-hmm. and bleed him, you know, to get all the blood out. And heck, I've had people just beg you to put him up on a, and that was a job to pick that big hog up, put him up on something where he's a sticking, and that blood would pour from the bucket, and they'd make blood pie out of blood pudding, they call
it. Good night.
Not me, I didn't know that.
Oh, look, I eat that.
I saw it. I never tasted of it.
Did they ever make any liver sausage or anything?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had, my mother would grind up all kind of parts of the meat and take the, you know, the belly part of the paunch, they called it, his stomach. But you take that and you have to turn it wrong side out and scrape every bit of that over the inside down to just the natural body part of the skin of it, or the outside part of it. And she'd take all kinds of that parts of that trimmings of that meat, would grind it up, and she'd season it up with everything in the world and put it in, pack it in them, and put it in the, but it was cured, you know. And she'd put it in the smokehouse and smoke it, just it'd be a big old, look like a pone of cornbread or a whole cake of cornbread, only it'd be big, and about, 2 inches thick. And after that it'd get cured, you'd go by that thing and just reach up and cut you a slice over that and eat it just like it was. And I've done that a million times.
I mean, it was good.
I tell you, people live better then than they do now. You didn't think so. We did.
You probably ate a lot better.
We did.
Yeah. Did you ever see anybody make a dish, they take maybe the juice from the head, hog's head cheese there and maybe take some cornmeal and maybe a little meat and mix it.
Well, you know, when you made hog head cheese or sauce or whatever you want to call it, you see, that was every bit of the juice that you could squeeze out of that stuff. And it, whenever it got cold, it was just like a jelly. But you could use that for a lot of different purposes in your food, say, seasoning and anything like that.
Did you ever hear anybody make up a dish called scrapple out of it?
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
Well, it was just something, it just according to how the different people seasoned the thing. It was a difference in whatever you, some people seasoned it different ways, and some didn't. And the way my mother seasoned it, it was I don't know what you'd call it, or what kind of a taste, but it was good, I'll tell you all of it was good.
What'd y'all usually call a man who would cut up meat and sell it? You know,
butcher.